the 29th, I believe.
Yeah.
April. March 29th, 1989, and we're at Phoebe Parsons' house. I'm talking to Jenny Hawker and Phoebe, and this is Orma, West Virginia.
Yeah.
That's your post office number. Okay. Now, well, then, what I want to know, Phoebe, is just, let's see, what year were you born again?
I was born April the 21st, 1908.
1908, and where was that?
Over here in Marquette, across the hill here. You know, we used to live over here, across the hill, and it's named Wildcat.
Uh-huh. Okay, and your parents' names?
John Cottrell, my father, and Melindy Whitlatch was my mother, but she had been married twice. She married a cobra first, mm-hmm. Then she married my father.
Mm-hmm. Now, was your father a musician?
Yes, he could play the fiddle and dance, and that's about all, though. He can and beat the fiddlesticks. He's the one who learned me how.
Uh-huh. Remember his favorite tunes?
Yes, I do. Old Jimmy Johnson, I've got it right in there. Mm-hmm. I can play it for you. Mm-hmm. That's his favorite, and Chickens Are Crowing and all them old-time tunes. Uh-huh. He could play good that way.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And now, Phoebe, you know a lot of old songs. You know a lot of old songs. Where did you learn your songs?
I learned them from my great uncle Harvey Simmons, and my half brother George Metz, and dispersed one another, old time people. Now I learned that Silver Dagger from my great uncle Harvey Simmons, mm-hmm. And I wanted him to write it down. I couldn't write very good, you know. I never got much schooling. And I could write a little enough to tell, you know, what I was writing. And he said, I just had 10 cents. And I said, if you'll write this song down for me, let me write it down, and you word it all, I'll give you this 10 cents now. I was a lot of money then, and mm-hmm. for me or him. Or, mm-hmm. And he said, okay, and he sung it here and yonder and didn't sing it all together, and my sister knowed half of it. And I knowed about half of it. Mm-hmm. All right, we got together, and we kept on till I learned it. And now that is a true song, they said. And that's years and years ago, of course. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's a good song.
Yeah.
And I learned a lot of them. Silver Dagger was the name of it. Mm-hmm. I learned a lot of them off of him and off my half-brother and my first one another, my relations, you know, mm-hmm. around. And my Aunt Julanne and... She is my dad's sister, and this first one and another. And I was trying to play, and I was about 10 years old.
Yeah.
Had an awful good banjo to play on, I'm sorry to tell you. They made this banjo, and...
Who made the banjo?
Well, my brother and some more boys around gathered up stuff and made an old banjo. And the strings were so high you couldn't note it, and they had wooden keys, you know, made the neck and had wooden keys. And you had a time of trying to tune it up. And so I don't see how we ever learned anything, but we got started on that pretty good. Played that pretty good till we, mm-hmm. he trained up in that, then an old banjo a few years after that. Mm-hmm. And I just kept on. I was crazy about banjo. I loved to hear it. And so I just kept trying to play. And I got up in the loft, you know, around to my Aunt Lucy's. We always had a board loft, you know, they'd put board lofts in our houses that they built. And I said, I'm going to play this tune before I get down out of here. And I just kept on. I just couldn't keep from playing it. I wanted to play it, you know, so bad. So I got so that I could play it a little, and that was my first, and then I kind of went on and offered my brother nickels, ribbons, and everything now to get him. He could play a little pretty good. He could play a lot better than I could. And he wouldn't try to learn me nothing. I said, you'll remember this. And he did. He told give it up to me. He said, you can play the banjo. I'm not very good. Now, I'm not the best. I know, always knew that. But I just loved the banjo. And Pete Lane come there one time to our house. I couldn't think of his name when I was telling him. I was a woman. He come to our house, and I don't know where he come from. And he is a banjo player. But he played bluegrass, you know, and he just couldn't play the way I did. Mm-hmm. Okay, I learned pretty good then. And he was playing, and he played Cabin Creek. Man, I thought that was the best tune I ever heard, and I just loved to hear that. I wanted to learn that awful bad. Mm-hmm. And he played it, made him play it twice. Now I said, take it and play it. I took it and I played it. I said, play it one more time. He played it one more time, and I took it and I beat him. Yeah, I did. He said, now you beat me on it, I don't play no more. I quit. Now that is the truth. Mm-hmm. And he left out of here, and I don't know what had become of him. I went ahead down and playing tunes. With my father and my brother, you know, following after them with the banjo. I learned every one of them fiddle tunes, all them fiddle tunes. And there's an old man, if you want me to tell about it, there's an old man come across the hill for I don't know how far to play the fiddle. He was the best I ever heard in my life. That's the one that I learned you that tune. He played that. And
was that John McCune?
That was John McCune. He was one of the best I ever heard of. To give anything to take him down if I had to take it. There was nothing like that then. There was no refrigerators. There was no deep freeze. There was no nothing at that then time. Well, he come in and he had a jug of julep. You know, they call it julep or mash to make whiskey out of. Mm-hmm. My husband's even made whiskey sometimes. Now listen, and I called it julep. His old sour, you know, awful sour. And he brought it in, he took him and drank of it, and he put it up in the loft. We had our board loft, you know, and we didn't have it all covered up a good yet. He set it up there. And he said, his name was John, and my father's name was John. He'd went to bed. We'd worked all day and he's talking. He went to bed and he said, yep, John. He said, no, I'll just say you're listening at you. He said, I'm tired. I ain't getting up. I'm just talking. I ain't going to get up. He said, now listen, John, get up. I said, get up. He said, go ahead and play. Run, got him another drink. He said, down there. He went to playing. And my father come out of the bed. And when he come out of the bed, he got them fiddlesticks. And they beat that fiddle and played all night, and I danced a little now and then. I wasn't very big. I was very small. But now, he's the one who learned me to play the fiddle. And there was a man, and he is dead and gone now. It was Wally Martins. We knowed him well. It's a relation here to Jean's mother, my daughter. And he had done something, and there's after. And he went across that hill now on his straight like that. You see, this hill here, and then it's down here and up, and another hill. Mm-hmm. It's about a mile, I'd say, he put it like that. Mm-hmm. And he took him a ladder, and he crawled up in that cave. He got in there and had him a bed in there. He's hiding from the lot, okay? He told us every tune that they played. He knew them and heard them, and told us about them. Now, how could he have heard that far across the hill?
Yeah, I'm worried about her being out here, and yeah. I think it's going to feel chilly. Yeah. Why don't we go in indoors?
I'll ask you.
And so how old will you be this birthday, 80 or 81?
I'll be 81.
Okay, all right. Now, I'm not telling you how old I'll be.
You better tell me.
No,
I think she needs to tell
no.
us.
No, you better tell me.
Yeah. You guess. You tell me if you're surprised. I'll tell you, but you tell me if you're surprised.
No, I couldn't tell you. I can't. You look so young.
Tell me that you're surprised. I'll be 49 this birthday.
Well, thank you. You look good.
Thank you. I feel about 29 sometimes.
Yeah. I wish I'd gone back a few years. But I ain't figuring on doing that.
Now, Phoebe, you talked about the man who stayed in the cave up here and heard all the fiddle tunes.
Yeah, he's dead.
Were you living here then?
Oh, no. I was living across that hill.
I was going to say, how long have you lived here?
Well, let's see now. I can't tell you exactly, but Eugene around here, my one of my sons, you know, mm-hmm. he was 2 years old when we moved here. Oh, we've lived here way over 40 years, uh-huh. 50.
What was your husband's name?
Perry Parsons.
Perry.
Mm-hmm. Okay. He weighed pretty near 300 pounds when he passed away.
And so I was always that big a man?
Yeah. No, he wasn't always that big. He just got that way that he got sick. Mm-hmm. And he took strokes, you know, and took a heart. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, me and him had the arthritis for 2 years before he got bad. And it about killed both of us. And I was waiting on him, hopping on one leg, cooking for him. And he'd have to take the bread out of the stove for me, you know. Mm-hmm. We finally got over that. Now it's come back on me again, you know, the arthritis.
How many children did you have?
I had seven sons and one daughter.
Where's the daughter fall in there? Is she the youngest?
She's the baby.
She's the baby, huh? You kept trying till you had that girl.
Well, I meant to have that girl that's in the show, but I didn't think it was going to be a...
Ooh, seven boys.
Right, here's her picture.
Uh-huh. Well, she was worth waiting for.
Oh, mercy, yeah. I wouldn't take nothing for her. She's sweet as a doll baby.
How many songs you reckon you know, Phoebe?
Now, don't ask me something I can't tell you. Yeah. Because I know a lot of them. And I'd have to study them up, you know. And when I'd go to singing them, I'd have to sing them over to myself a time or two to keep from getting them, you know, forgetting them.
Well, know what I think would be a good thing for Jenny to do is start a list when she comes over here. So you can start listing them down and you...
Okay. You
know, want me to do that? That'd
be a good thing to do.
Yeah. And we'll you know, because if you want me to, I'll even, you know... Bring a typewriter and we can, you know, get real neat copies and everything. Okay. And then you have a copy.
It'll be better than that. Yeah, you know, for I can't do too much at once, you know. I'm not very well.
And you know, I can have them enlarged in there at the college and everything so that they're nice, easy to read. And you know, I'll give you a copy of the, you make a little book. Like.
But now listen, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. Now sometime, you know, if we happen to go up there to Elkins or something, you know, they might call us up there this summer. Mm-hmm. Why, and you can get a chance. I'm gonna tune that banjo and all them different tunes and learn you to play them tunes. Now when you learn them, you'll learn something. There ain't nobody ever plays them. Never did sure nobody play them but myself. And my brother plays them a little, but he hardly ever. He couldn't even tune one up now. Mm-hmm. I know he could.
Is there one? Let's see. I'm trying to remember what you called it.
Cabin Creek, I think you're talking about. Yeah, that's the one I play on this up here. Uh-huh. But I missed two or three notes on that, for you know, I was all tore up, you know. And I can yet, but if I take my time, I can play it. If you want me to play it, I can play it maybe for you. Mm-hmm. And let you learn how to tune your banjo. Maybe you can learn to play two or three out of it. And that's some old time people come through here and learn us how to play them there, you know. Uh-huh. It was... Now, wait a minute, it was what makes me forget people's names? Tom McKean. And he could play the banjo, and here's a Bailey. He's dead. Homer Bailey, Homer. I believe it was Homer now. Uh-huh. And he could note the banjo with his toe and play it. With his toe, he'd show us, you know. Uh-huh. And he learned us all kinds of stuff about old time tunes. And, uh-huh. A lot of them did.
Homer Bailey lived up there on Mount Rutherford.
Yeah, he lived up there.
Uh-huh. Where did Emory live?
He lived up there too. Now there was a fiddler. Yeah. Now Emory Bailey was a fiddler. If you ever heard his music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have.
He's a fiddler, ain't he? Yeah, he is. Oh yeah, he played that there one that I always have. What's his name to play for me? A hornpipe. Now what was the name of it? Mm-hmm. It's got seven different changes in it. Yeah. Mm. And he could play every one of them, just like on her graphophone down there. Mm-hmm. That's where I learned a lot of them old-time songs, too, a lot of them. Mm-hmm. I learned all kind of them there jokes on there, you know. A Darty School Day and, I don't know what. I learned all kind of them. Uh-huh. Just crazy, I call it crazy.
Now, when you all were learning these things, were you doing it at your houses, you know, either at your house or at their house, or were you at a community building or a church?
No, I just done them off and people come and sing them or play
at
them
the
or something like that, yeah, you know. And then down here, when my sister got married, we stayed with her, you know, a year before I got married. All right, I learned all these tunes off and that there. And them old selling the records, they even quit making them. Yeah. And... He had only cost $8, and it was a test machine. I can tell you where you can hear that. She gave it to her son, Willard, and he lives in Ohio. Mm-hmm. Boy, it's a good one. Mm-hmm. They've got some records. They give a lot of them away. They've got all kinds of records. Darkie School Days is a good one, huh?
Did you ever go to church very much?
Yes, sir. I was baptized. I was converted when I was 16 years old. And we'd go to church to one another's houses. It's far away in the woods. We didn't have no way of getting in and out hardly, only this little path, you know. And we'd just have like a meeting here tonight and the next Saturday night up there or down here at the next neighbor's house. And I led the singing.
I bet. What church was this? Was it Methodist or Baptist?
No, it was Baptist.
Baptist?
Yeah, my mother and father both was Baptist.
Was that Baptist. Southern Baptist or Primitive Baptist or any particular kind of Baptist?
No, just they Baptist. Just call it the Baptist. Uh-huh. And Methodist, you know, and this kind of another. There's a Baptist.
Uh-huh.
What there was.
Did they have preachers come around too?
Yeah, they had preachers come through here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Once a month or...
Oh, just every now and then. Or you know, we'd have what's called prayer meeting,
mm-hmm.
you know. Mm-hmm. One would read the Bible and we'd sing and talk and get out and pray. We had prayer meeting at lots of them places. And we went to Sunday school about every Sunday, 4 miles and back if we could. And in the wintertime, there's a round church house out there on Sand Ridge, if you noticed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the one we came.
Now, that was our church we went to.
All the way there?
Went from to there over here in these woods now. Come on.
Gosh.
I took a many boyfriend and went over to church.
Is that where you did your courting, was to go to church?
Yeah, but I didn't tell them. I didn't run around. You know, there wasn't nowhere to go to, only to a dance something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday school, there wasn't nowhere to go.
When you had dances, where did you go?
We had them first one's house, not in this.
At the houses?
Yes, we did.
Mm-hmm.
And they never, no girls hardly, only us girls, and that was Lethe and Gladys, that was our brother's girls.
Mm-hmm.
And Sari and me, that was 4 girls, but it had to have been 4 boys, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all right. Sometimes it'd just be 3 of us there, you mm-hmm. know, when they'd have a dance or something. And they'd have to be you know, a boy for a girl. Well, he just pinned the apron around him. Any of them. Now, that's the truth.
Yeah.
He pinned the apron around him as a girl.
All right.
Like that fella on that there. He said we had 13 children in our family. And there's all boys, but the dog and his a girl. Yeah, they're all kind of funny ones, you know, I learned off of them.
Yeah. I wondered where you know, because you'd never talked to me before about, you know, your...
Well, I never got the chance to. I just seen you a few times.
I know. And there's always a bunch of people
around.
Yeah,
you can't talk to a whole bunch of people around that.
Yeah. And then you remember up at Glenville last year, I guess it was, Margo and I took you in there in the motel room and to talk and to sing some songs and everything. And pretty soon there were 40-some people in that room because they heard you were in there. They all
now I just want to tell you this one thing. I can tell you a lot of things if I could, you know, if you'd have time. Now, they took us over there to play over there. You fellas might know them. I don't know. But they play music and bring dinner. Everybody brings dinner, and there's a bunch here playing, a bunch here playing, a bunch here, just like that. And you talking about a dinner, they ain't nobody fetched anything any better than they had. And they cooked too, you know. Now, this mm-hmm. is the truth. First time I was ever there. And I sat around and listened to them playing and watched them. And there's just a playing in every place, here, yonder, and yonder. And so Molly was out of playing with them out there, you know. And... with a bunch of them, and I said to myself, it's getting late, we'd have to go pretty soon. I hadn't done nothing. I said, well, I've got to do something. I didn't come here to just listen and walk on. I said, I come here for one purpose, and I'm going to play for the woman. She wanted to hear me. Well, I went out there, and I took them fiddlesticks with me, you know. They was playing the fiddle there. And I went to beating them tunes, and they everyone come to hear me, just getting around, taking pictures. I looked around, I was surprised. There's everyone quit playing and there's listening at me. Well, I beat them fiddlesticks, I got tired, and I said, I'll do something else now.
Mm-hmm.
I said, she wanted me to play the banjo and she wanted me to dance. Well, I went out there and I called the lady of the house. She said, I'm right here. And I said, well, now I want to do a little something before I leave. I come out here to play something for you. You wanted to hear me? They asked me down to Charleston so many times. And I said, now, I seen your husband dancing, I seen you dancing, I seen other lady dance. And I said, now, if I had a pair of slippers, if I can borrow a pair, mine won't slip, they had rubber soled them. They said, here, I'll give you a pair. You want a pair of nines? I said, no, them's too big. I said, but what size do you wear? I said, I wear 7s.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a woman there said, I wear 7s.
Mm-hmm.
Said, Jerry, you can have mine. It's all pulling their shoes off when I see me dance. Okay, this is them here tap shoes.
Oh, God.
I never had them on before in my life. I said, I'll fall down these to the same.
Uh-huh. I went to Nashville, you know, was announcing on the board. And I went to Nashville, and every one of them come to see me.
Uh-huh.
Every one of them piled in, and they was taking my picture, but I didn't know it. They said, turn around. I danced around, and there were seven cameras on me, and one of them big videotape. This is the truth, I can prove it. And I just danced there till I just got tired, and I just quit. And boy, I really could dance them on, you know, it was a lot better. Well, I said to myself, now I'll have to play for her. And I quit, and they all thanked me, and I sat down, I got the banjo, Molly got the guitar, and she wouldn't sing it, made me. I said, well, now I'll play what I can, you know. I played that hymn, you know, you learned.
The one that I like.
Here come a man, and they had a big camper out there of some kind that covered that whole big wide road to the cattle can get through. That was the biggest I'd ever seen in my life. Must have been a dozen or two. Here he come, and I thought it was my brother's boy. He looked something like him, and I just said to myself, that's who it is. And I just got done singing this song. He said, here, play that song again. I said, the same one? He said, yes, ma'am, the same one. I said, okay. I played it again, and he went up and shook hands with me, and the whole crowd, and I was all around me, left, and wouldn't play around like they did. And I played a few tunes there, and I got tarred. Mm-hmm. And I quit, and they thanked me. And while I think of it, I wouldn't want you to have it on there, though, but I was going to tell you.
Mm-hmm. What? Sorry. This is just for Jerry.
But you not play everything. You don't. Well, anyhow, I wanted you to get me a pair of slippers. I might be able to dance a little sometime again, you know.
Okay.
Now, I'm telling you what kind I want, and I'll pay for them. I don't ask you to pay for them. I want a pair. They have a strap comes across here, you see.
Uh-huh.
And they're kind of like that. And they've got. I want you to have a taps put on the front and the back.
Oh, my gosh, she wants taps put on.
Yes, they're nice to dance. That's the first time I ever did.
You want them black?
Yeah.
One black one.
Yes, sir.
Now you and get they got to have what kind of soles on? Just as long as it doesn't make it.
Slick soles. Just
slick soles, yeah. with taps just on
taps
the toe,
on the toe
and the heel.
And the heel.
Toe and heel.
Yeah.
I'll be looking for them.
I'll pay you. I've got the money to pay you.
With a little strap across the top.
Yeah, that was the way hers was made, you know, a strap. And she brought them up to Glenville and wouldn't let me dance up there in them.
Now, do they have a little heel raised up like
this?
Yeah,
they've got a heel. Yeah,
a little bit of a heel.
Yeah, they've got a heel. But listen. She was dancing at their, what kind of a dance did they dance it? Swing your leg around a
clog or something?
Yeah, clog dancing. Yeah. That's the way she danced. And she would not let me have my slippers to dance in up there. And so the last time I was up there, now it wasn't this time, right over there's my ribbon, my first prize. Mm-hmm. I mean, the first prize, I've got 100 of them. Mm-hmm. I've got all kind of them, got a suitcase full. Mm-hmm. But anyhow, she brought them slippers, and I said, did you bring them slippers? I may dance a little. I said, yeah, I brought them, but I'm going to dance. And she didn't want to let me have them. I said, okay. I never fool with them. I danced a little anyhow. And they met me, and they said, Miss Parsons, you took the house? I danced with that there, Max Sample.
Uh-huh.
I had to dance with him. I've got the picture, and he was wanting to waltz with me, you know. He just done it to take the picture. I said, I'm tired. And he knew it was. And they took a picture, and he wrote about how they used to dance in the old times, you know,
mm-hmm.
and showed the picture. I've got it. And so that boy, I met a bunch of them, and they come down the hill, and I couldn't hardly get down the hill. I was sick. I wasn't able to go at all, hardly, you know. I never played a bit the next night. I had to stay in the bed all day that day, and I was sick all night that night. And I had to call them to come take me down to Valley.
That was this just past summer in Glenville, huh?
No, that wasn't this summer. That was the summer before last.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Then I just went up on Saturday and just stayed a little bit and come back, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
just stayed one night, I mean, and come back. But anyhow, they said, now stop, I want to talk to you. A whole bunch of them now, it wasn't this one. I said, what do you want? He said, you tore the house down and took it over. I said, no, I didn't. Oh, yes, you did. I said, they just give me that ribbon. I never won it. I heard a lot of good banjo players there. He said, no, ma'am, you never heard yourself coming over that night.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, I said, that's all right if you think so. He said, do you believe we've got a Lord? I said, yes, I do. Well, he said, you believe you win that then? I never, though. I know I never. I know I couldn't. Anyhow, went down, he said, now go down and take that bunch in.
Mm-hmm.
When I go to play, and they all come to hear me, why did they do it? Just tell me. Now, just tell me that.
Well, you're good.
I couldn't be that good. I know that I can't play as good as a lot of them can.
Well, Phoebe, a lot of people like like to hear somebody like you play it.
A lot of them got to hear because, me. You're the best players on earth, I believe. It's
because
just,
you really got the old time.
I've got the old time. I sing the old time songs. I play the old time music, and they all tried, and they ain't none of them ever played just exactly like I did.
Right, and you have the feeling with it too.
Yes, I do. Yeah. I love music. And when I started in, ain't you been up there and I was up there, Glenville?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this time I wasn't able to go, but I went anyhow. And they come ahead. Now, here, I was on the walkers.
Yeah, you were.
Okay. And was you there? Weren't you there when they?
Well, see, Friday night, we didn't think you were coming, so I sang your song. I sang that hymn because everybody was so upset because you weren't coming. So I said, she's sick and won't be able to be here, but I'm going to sing her song.
Well, I want you singing. Do you
feel I don't want singing in front of you. I'm embarrassed.
You're the best singer, but that don't make any difference. Now listen.
I'll wait till you teach me to do it right.
Now listen, I started in there, and he's leading me, you know. He didn't want to take the walk, let me walk in there with it. So he took me in there, and just soon my head came through the screaming and the hollering and the carrying on went on till I got in there, and he set me down and for a good bit before I could say one word. And I thanked him, and I told him that I wasn't able to be up there. Well, I couldn't even tune the banjo up. I had to tune till I could play a little bit of two tunes, you know. Mm-hmm. And I knowed I could sing a few little short songs. Couldn't have sung a long one. And that's the truth if I ever told it.
I know, you were.
And when I went out, they done the same thing. The two fellers led me out, and they took our pictures as we went. It's the same as they was. They stood ovation for us. Now, that's the truth if I ever told them. And I was about to quit, you know, but I was winning so much, and they wouldn't play against me up there. And they tried to put me out, and the crowd wouldn't let them. So I had to go to taking second prize, third prizes and seconds, you know. Mm-hmm. I didn't care. But I win the third prize for 3 years on a stray.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got a whole suitcase full. I ain't blowing. I ain't just telling you this.
I know.
No, no, we know.
I'm going to tell you the truth. I went down to a fair, someplace, Ripley or somewhere, to my brother-in-law's and stayed all night, and I was going to that fair. Mm-hmm. I went to that fair, and they charged me as I went in, and I was going to play in a contest, and I went out there and signed my name, and I said, well, if I play, do I have to pay to get in? They said, no, sir, just give me back my money, you know. Mm-hmm. And when I went to play, Darryl McCombers, he's a banjo player, you know.
Yeah.
He knew these three or four fellers. Said, that's good. He said, ain't you going to play? I said, no, Phoebe Parsons' name's out there. I said, but Lord, have mercy. That don't make any difference. And you might win the first or second or third. That's all the prizes. What is money?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing but the money. And they said, no, we ain't playing against her. And I swear to God, they never played against me. Mm-hmm. And I win the first prize. I had to, you know, for nobody played against me. And I went again and done the same thing. Win $50 once and went and win $50 again.
Oh, gracious.
Yeah. And they said they'd come and get me, but something happened that they had to quit and change hands or something. You know?
Yeah.
Now that's the truth. I ain't telling, and I've played down there every year down there, and I never did win a thing down there or nothing. Now it looks like I ought to win a little something if I could win everywhere else I go. Everywhere else I go, I win. And I just don't understand it. You know, I know I ain't the best or nothing like that, but I can tell who can beat and who can't. They give it to a girl down there. She's just a learner, and I reckon that's wanting to get her started. And I had her beat, and I can tell who I can beat and who I can't. And they give it to her, and they never give me anything every time. That's the way they do it.
Is that down Ripley?
Yeah, no, down in Charleston.
Down in Charleston.
Yeah, I've been down there 11 years. It'd have been 12 if I'd have got to wet last year. Well, we better quit now. And
Well, you better tell me that fighting story.
Oh, do you want me to? No, I'm not that one. I ain't. Now, I'll tell you that some other next time I see you.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you one, but I ain't going to tell you that.
Okay,
this ain't as,
flip this over.
Now, you wait a minute. This ain't as long as that.